Throughout my life, I have experienced trials and various experiences, so I have been blessed abundantly by the Lord as well.
很少有弟兄姊妹像我受这么长的时间的苦。
I live a life of rather torturous pain and difficulty, and I think not very many people have my kind of experiences.
因为人在苦难中，最容易得到神的怜悯。
It is in the time of difficulty when we receive the pity and mercy of God.
所以神的恩典在我身上也非常的鲜明，也很多。
It is only obvious and apparent that the blessings of the Lord have shown sufficiently through me and on me.
我的见证，一般的如果讲详细的，可能要六个小时。
If I give a detailed testimony, it may take easily 5 or 6 hours.
因为时间不多，可能要讲四次。
And because of the limitedness, the constraint of time, I may have to divide my testimony into 4 parts.
所以不是很重要的地方都把它省略掉。
And I will skip those places which are not most significant.
我是出生在中国的大陆河南省。
I was born in Henan province in mainland China.
如果讲那个开封府，大家比较清楚。
And probably many of you are familiar with the city called Kaifeng.
我的故乡是在乡下开封府的南边， 98里。
And my hometown is located about 90 Chinese miles south of Kaifeng. It's a small little rural town.
我9岁都没进过城。
Not until I was 9 years old, I eventually entered into the so-called city.
如果不是逃难，都不会出来。
If it was not because of war years, I would not have ever stepped out of my hometown.
就是在1937年的时候，中日战争爆发。
The Sino-Japanese War began in 1937.
也就是七七卢沟桥事变。That
was the incident which actually fused the fire on the 7th of July at Marco Polo Bridge near Beijing.
因为日本人有很大的雄心，要在6小时之内要把我们中国灭掉。Because
the Japanese then were very ambitious, they wanted to take over China within a short period of time.
它的武力的确很强。
Japan possessed much more firearm than China had at the time.
它的飞机起飞以后，我们的飞机都不敢起飞了。
Once their airplane took off, our own airplanes would not even dare to counter them.
它们的战车最厉害。
And they had a lot of tanks.
当时我们没有战车。
And China had little or none.
我们用肉被贴，没有办法。
So we had to fight against the tanks with our physical strength.
所以我们军队失败得很快，很快就退。
A lot of soldiers lost their lives, and we had to continuously, repeatedly retreat.
当时经过黄河，稍微倒一下。
Luckily, the Yellow River served as a natural barrier to block the advancement of the Japanese army.
政府召集紧急军事会议。
And the government, the KMT government, called an emergency meeting of the government officials.
一决要把黄河。
And that was the decision, that was to cause the flooding of the Yellow River.
因为要淹日本人。
In order to draw some Japanese soldiers and to allow time for the retreat.
我们没有好的武器，我们用黄水来淹它。
And because we did not have very advanced weaponry, we had to use natural forces to block the advancement.
很不幸，派了一个军官提前1个小时，把它扒开了。
Unfortunately, the military general who was in charge of this particular mission started the flooding an hour before the scheduled time.
只淹到那个日本人的先头部队，那大部队没淹到。
So the initial scouting armies were experienced some difficulty, but the major force of the Japanese army was pretty much intact.
如果到四面八方喝，那八年抗战就没有了。
If the officer in charge started the flooding mission precisely according to the schedule, then the Sino-Japanese War would have turned out quite differently.
因为那个黄水很厉害啊，如果是日本的大军过到黄河南边，从上游拔开，一下全部都给它冲冲死了。
The entire army of these Japanese could have been submerged in the water and destroyed if that was done in a timely fashion.
这个军官不晓得怎么回事，提前一个小时。
But unfortunately, the officer in charge started 1 hour before the scheduled time.
这个错误，这个军官我想一定会扎头了。
And I'm sure this officer must have been long executed because of this serious mistake.
但是淹死很多老百姓，淹了四，河南、山东淹了19个县，很多人都被冲走了。
19 counties in Henan and Shandong provinces were submerged in the water, and a lot of civilian lives were lost as a result of this.
感谢是因为我们那里有城墙，还好。
And luckily, where I was had very high city walls, so we were able to be safe from the flooding.
7、8月的我们小孩子都在城墙外边玩。
So that was July or August, and all the kids were playing outside of the city wall.
我就看到那个西北方这么晃晃的，像一片云一样。
And I could notice in the northwestern corner of the city, the side of the town, I could see the yellow water looked like a cloud in the sky, but yellowish in color.
就告诉大人，大人说，那个不是云，那个是黄水。
And I remember we reported to the adults, and they responded by saying that that was not cloud at all. That was the water from the Yellow River.
我们就赶快跑到城里边。So
we ran to the city.
把城门给它封起来。And
closed the city gate.
没有好久，城外边就荒废很高，大概有一层楼，超过一层楼高。
You know, shortly after the water arrived and the city wall was high enough, about two story high.
我们就围困在里边，就不能出去了。So
we were all sort of caught inside of the walls and we could not go out.
我们是村庄，为什么有城墙呢？就是城墙怕土匪。
It was a small little village. How come we had city walls? The reason was that there were a lot of thieves and burglaries, so we were afraid of bandits.
我们里头也有几支步枪，晚上要在那城墙上面训。
We had a few rifles, and that would be used for the garrison purposes at night.
这黄水来了，那个城墙变得矮了，因为那个水很高。
And because of the level of the water was very high, the city wall, which was used to be very tall, but now appeared to be very short.
好，那些强盗来了，把我们东西都抢走了。And
the bandits came, and all our houses were ransacked and emptied.
钱也拿走了。And
all the monies were taken away.
那个地下会冒水，像水井一样，一个多月以后，那个地就一直冒水。
And almost a month or two after the flooding, you could see water still zooming out of the ground level, from the ground.
然后后来，那些强盗来了，没有钱，他要把我们大人拿着吊起来，在那用棍子打。
The bandits came after the flooding, asked for money, but we could not turn out with any money, so the adults were hung and tortured.
我们只有一条生路，就是逃，怎么逃？
The only way to survive was to escape the place.
我们就在那个看那个大的树啊，造船，赶快跑。
So we cut down huge trunks of trees and made ourselves a boat some kind of vessel so we could save our lives.
跑到外边，口袋也没钱，什么都没带。
We left our hometown empty-handedly without any resources.
到外边就是要做乞丐。
So we lived a life very much like a beggar. Asking for offerings and alms. So that was quite a life. And that kind of life lasted for nearly 2 years. Then we reached a place. And that house, the members of the house treated us rather nicely. And then we found out that family actually were Christians. They advised my parents to also be baptized into the Lord. My parents, of course, did not have the right frame of mind to accept that. Because we knew not as to where the food would come after this meal. The parents were hungry, and now the kids were crying in pain and starvation, and just imagine the compounded sorrow on the part of the parents. And my parents discussed between themselves, because the family treated us really well, and they felt obligated to go. So they thought of a solution that was to send the oldest son to the church. So in a sense, I was dispatched by my parents to the representative of the family to the church. Because I was young then, I had no really choice, so I went with them. And because of the distance of the church from where we were, we could only go to the church once a week. And when it was raining or windy, we could not go. And as a little child, I went to the church primarily for the fun of it. So during lunchtime, we were very pleased because at least we were offered some noodle, and that was very gratifying. And I thank God I went to that church for about 5 times. So I could understand a little bit as to what was being preached. So what I came to realize was that Jesus is God, which permeates the entire universe. And he is all knowledgeable and almighty. And another thing I learned was, as a Christian, we must not commit evil deeds. We realized then, in my young mind, that if other people did not know we committed a sinful act, at least God would know. Another important thing I learned during my attendance there was that we are nice people indeed, and God would come to our aid in times of trouble. And this was as much as I understood the Bible at the time. And even though these were very simple messages, very rudimentary messages, but they served good purposes for the rest of my life. Now the Japanese army arrived, and we had to move to retreat from that point of our place. So for the next 2 years, we were again as war refugees. So my parents discussed between themselves. Now this child referring to me that I have not been going to school for 4 years.
如果再耽误下去，就接不上去了。
And if the war continues, then I would have problem going back to school again.
就算以后有机会跟他读，他也没有兴趣再读了。
And even if opportunities availed itself, it would be too late for me to pick up education again.
两个人不晓得商量多久了，那一天给我听到了。
I did not know how long my parents had been discussing this, but one day I somehow eavesdropped, and I heard it.
我们想个办法把他送到他的舅舅那里去，看能不能读一遍书。
I learned that they, it was their plan to send me to my uncle's place in order to continue my education.
因为我的舅舅在河南省政府做事。
My uncle was employed at the provincial government in Henan.
他们对我听到以后啊，大约过了一个多月。
About a month after I heard what they were discussing.
有一天呢，有一个人就和爸爸妈妈在那讲话。
So one day, I noticed someone was talking to my parents.
我就注意听听他们讲什么。
And then I eavesdropped again. I want to find out what they were discussing.
原来呀，那个人是我舅舅的邻居啊。So
then I discovered that the gentleman was a neighbor of my uncle.
后来我才知道这都是神安排的。And
only long after the event, I realized that was all part of the plan of God.
因为河南省那么大，我舅舅也是跟着省政府逃难。 我们根本就不知道他住哪里。And
because of Henan province, a very vast province, you know, my uncle also was a war refugee, he was on the go, we could not find him.
我们逃难都是走路啊，没有车子。There
was no vehicle of any sort, we had to run from the Japanese soldiers on foot.
那么远怎么去找我的舅父啊？
And how could we possibly go to the city and find my uncle?
他说他是我舅舅邻居，我的爸爸妈妈说好，那这样就拜托你，把我这个孩子，请你带到他舅父家里。Upon
learning that this gentleman was a neighbor of my uncle, my parents asked him to bring me to him.
请你特别给他的舅舅讲，希望他能再读一点书。
And my parents asked him to bring me to my uncle so that I could continue my education.
当天就出发了，我就跟他去了。So
I left my parents the very day, and I went with this neighbor.
现在想起来，后来想起来就很可怕，他如果把我带去卖掉了，我也不知道。And
that was, you know, only years after when I thought about this incident, I began to be a little horrified. He could have sold me or have done something to me.
他是一个城市人，他真的，我们走路啊，走了2个星期，把我带到我舅舅家里，把他带我到舅舅家里去。And
after 2 weeks of travel on foot, we finally arrived at my uncle's place.
下午到了舅舅家里，吃了一个晚饭，第二天一早就把我送到舅舅院。I
had dinner that day upon arrival. The next morning, I was sent to Karen's care center.
那个名字很好听啊，叫做河南省立育幼院，那没有台湾的救济院好，因为没有读一次。And
of course the name was good. It was the Henan Provincial Institute or Nursing Institute for children.
我是被救济的哈，我是被黄飞燕出来的。
But it was not really a refugee center, even though I was qualified to be considered a refugee.
到了以后，就变了一个环境，很不适应。I
found myself in a rather novel environment. It took some time to adjust.
一到就开始军事训练了。Upon
arrival, the education there was military.
吃饭有直播，我们吃了一天三餐稀饭。
And we had this Chinese porridge for 3 meals, not solid rice.
不是普通稀饭呐，是那个麦子啊 把那个面粉挤出来，没有皮做的稀饭，没有营养了。
I should modify a little bit. It was not even a porridge made of regular rice. It was simply the husk of wheat. So that was made into porridge.
啊，一餐一个人大概只能吃几根啊萝卜丝，带萝卜丝。
And we each meal, in terms of dishes, we had probably a few tiny little pieces of daikon, shredded daikon.
啊，那个时候啊，我算啊是啊那个。啊，橘岁十二岁啊，我们说十三岁，那个时候正需要营养，结果没有东西吃。
I was about 12 and about 12 or 13 at the time when young people needed nourishment.
所以我这个体质就特别差啊，很容易疲倦。
So I did not have enough nutrition at the time, and when I needed it, so I have a problem of exhaustion.
啊，幸亏主耶稣看顾我，不然的话早就垮下去了。
And I thank God for having cared for me. I would have long collapsed.
这还不算呢，哎，我们到那里啊，有些同学啊会欺负人。
And among my peers, some of them would took advantage of people from different places.
我最记得有一个啊，那个同学很来，哦，他就是专门啊欺负我。
I remember there was a classmate, so to speak.Who was kind of short, but he took advantage of me all the time.
啊，有一天一个同学的牙膏掉了。
One day I remember, one of the classmates' toothpaste was lost.
啊，那是我们啊有比较的富有的同学啊，那其他的人拿来刷牙根本买不起牙膏。
How many of us would have toothpaste at that time? Only the wealthiest children could afford toothpaste.
啊，那个小的同学啊，就知道我啊，一定是这个先生偷的。
So I was blamed for having stolen the toothpaste by that little short fellow.
啊，他说以前我们都没掉过东西，你看他来了，我们就掉东西。
And he said we never had anything stolen or lost in the past, but now we have this new additional member, and he must be the one to be blamed.
啊，我们知道被人家冤枉是很痛苦的。
And we all know, you know, if you are wrongly accused.How would one feel?
我就跑到那个墙角里哭啊。
So I went to a little corner and wept there.
啊，哭了一会儿就想起来，哎呀，我不是信耶稣吗？啊，我祷告试试看啊。
And after some time of waiting there, I realized all of a sudden I was a Christian, wasn't I? So I should pray.
这是我第一次啊祷告。
So this was my very first prayer.
哎，这一祷告还蛮有效的呀。
And that was a very effective prayer.
过了几个小时啊，掉牙膏的那个同学啊，就讲啊，我的牙膏找到了。
Several hours later, the person who claimed that he had lost the toothpaste and found it.
啊，他说没人偷，是我放忘记地方了。
And he said no one ever stole it, simply I misplaced it.
啊，我心里好高兴啊，啊，这个我的冤屈洗掉了。
So I was so pleased because I was cleansed from that wrongdoing.
啊，自从那一次以后啊，我就想大概祷告可能有效啊，啊，我遇到困难就祷告。
So after that first prayer, I came to a realization that each time I'm in trouble or difficulty, I should definitely pray.
啊，我们经常逃啊，那路上实在苦得很啊。
So then we lived for quite some time as war refugees in pain and in trouble.
因为我的学业耽误了，编班的时候啊，就是编的那个班呐 啊。那就我的个子就比较高。
Because I was delayed for a few years in terms of schooling, so when I re-entered the school, I was much taller than the rest of the classmates.
啊，我们学校要穿着要穿衣啊，啊，自己要背一个背包像军人一样。
There was no permanent site for the school. The school had to shift from one place to the other. We had our knapsack ready to go any minute.
啊，我们一个班一个饭桶，要背一个饭桶啊。后来还是拿一个饭桶
，and we had a big wooden barrel which would contain rice, and each one would take turn to carry the rice barrel.
啊，那个天气热的不得了啊，啊，很干，也没有水喝。
That was so hot, you know, summer months, scorchingly hot, and there was no water.
啊，那个火气上升啊，这个啊那个烟丝啊，满眼都是烟丝，可能现在大家都很少看到。
And you cannot possibly imagine, because of the heat and also the body chemistry, your eyes will be covered with waxes.
我们那些学生到了一个地方，没有地方住啊，都住在树林里面了。
And upon arriving a new place, we had no place to go to, but we hid ourselves in the forest.
到了第二天早晨啊，这个眼睛睁不开了。
The next morning, we experienced difficulty opening our eyes.
为什么睁不开？那个眼丝啊，把这个眼帽啊都粘起来。
Because the discharge from your eyes have completely covered your eyes.
也找不到水洗脸了，只有用自己的口水啊，把它水洗啊，慢慢的把它擦掉。
There was no source of water to even wash our face. So what we did was to lick our fingers with our saliva and clean our eyes.
还是要再做啊。
We had no choice but to continue.
不然日本人又来了，又被日本人抓住了。Because
the Japanese could come, advance, and to take our lives.
哎呀，感谢神啊，因为我的舅舅有一天就想到了。
And I thank God, my uncle one day thought about this.
就这个孩子逃来逃去掉了，将来他的我怎么给他妈妈交代？
And my uncle realized that if I had to go with the school from place to place, one day he would have problems finding me.
就派一个人把我接到他家去了。So
he sent someone to fetch me and return me home to his home.
到了家，他又怕分他的饭吃，他就吃不饱了。And
of course he welcomed me, but then at the same time he worried that with additional person, he himself would not have enough food to sustain.
因为他那个时候还是那个高级职员，他家里可以就是在逃难的时候，家里可以用一个勤务兵。So
thankfully that he was a rather highly ranked official of the provincial government, and he had a servant even during times of war.
所以我就在他家里吃饭，但是可以给点钱给他。
So I was able to at least have my meals there that was subsidized by the government.
因为我这个小佣人呢，平常没有什么用。
Ordinarily, this house servant could not really do much.
我也帮他扫锅呀，帮他扫地，其他的没有什么大的工作。
And I offered myself to various kinds of house chores.
但是到了逃难的时候， 我就有用。
I remember, you know, I was pretty well trained in that, but at the time of, you know, fleeing from the Japanese army, it became very useful.
他们是读书人，不会挑担子，也不会背背包，也背的很少。
My uncle was a man of letters. He was not trained to carry heavy weights.
所以逃难的时候我就 一个人就挑两个行李，一个人比他们两个人这个扛的还多。So
when we had to flee from one place to the other, I was able to carry two pieces of luggage on my shoulders.
有一次我们逃到一个山上。So
once we ended up in the mountains area.
那是很现在我们想象不到的事情。And
again, it is a place which would go far beyond our imagination.
因为河南省出土匪啊。
And Henan is a province which is known for having all kinds of bandits.
那时候我们在河南省的经济处，就是找一个一户人家，大家都住在那里。So
we found a little community where we also stayed.
那是在一个小山上。And
that was on top of small hill.
上面根本都没有水，有个水塘是靠下雨流的水。
There was no water supply except a little little pond which collects rainwater.
因为我们怕土匪，我们到了太阳一下山，我们就赶快散掉。And
because of our fear for the bandits, so once at sunset we would scatter ourselves.
如果口袋里还有几块钱呢，就在那个山找到一个山里边啊。 挖一个坑，把那个钱埋到。
In case we had some cash in our pockets, we would dig a hole somewhere in the mountains and hide them, before the toll of the evening.
啊，就抓一块石头做一个记号。
Or put a rock or something on top of it as a little sign so we can retreat.
啊，人就要跑到那个树林里头，然后去躲起来，在里头睡觉。
And we had to hide ourselves. We had to hide ourselves in the in among the trees.
啊，我们知道啊，大概像伊利亚这样子啊，在基地西方啊，那些蚊虫什么啊。
Very much like Elijah in the Gilead, where he had to flee for life too.
啊，因为夜晚了，那个突袭啊，他会守我们的神，万一被他发现了，守我们神的把钱抢走啊，也会打我们。
So if we were discovered to have carried cash, we could not only lose our money, but we could also been beaten up.
啊，我们多了一年。天亮了以后，我们就去找我们那个地方，找到那地方，把那个啊土挖一挖，把钱挖出来，再装到口袋里。
The next morning we would go to find a little hole we dug, and then get the belongings and then keep moving.
啊，再走到那个房子里去休息。
We then get a little.
有一天，我的舅父派我到我的表哥住的地方。
So one day, my uncle sent me to my cousin's house.
啊，到了以后啊，我的表嫂就抓我的公差。
And the wife of my cousin then sent me to work right away.
啊，她说你来得正好。
And she said, "Well, you arrived in a very timely fashion."
啊，你看我的这个皮箱啊都潮湿了，你给我搬出去晒一晒。
Look at all these suitcases. They're all pretty damp. So you should bring them out to expose them under the sun.
啊，我给他晒好了。哎，他说你不能走啊，等太阳下山那里给我收回来才能走。
And she would not let me go after that. And she would ask me to bring all those suitcases back inside the house at sunset.
啊，那太阳下山我就给他收皮箱啊，一边休息呢。蹦蹦跳怕了。
And I was afraid as I was doing that at the sunset, moving those suitcases back inside the house.
我想可能又摸到了，怕什么呢？啊，那个山里都很多狮子老虎啊。
Because when I talk about mountains, I'm talking about mountains where there were really lions and tigers.
啊，我一个小孩子一个人一下就被老虎吃掉了。
I could have lost my life, because of that, it's sunset.
啊，我们白天都要拿一根竹竿棍子啊，随时要啊，如果看到就赶快吓一下，才跑了。
And during the day, we would carry at least a stick or something, so when a tiger or lion approaches, we could at least have something to protect ourselves.
到了晚上，胆子大了，你啊，不要一个人了，几个人才不怕你。
And in the evening, those wild beasts would have no fear at all for humans. So I was told not to go home because it was already quite dark.
我心里好高兴啊，我就好，我的外婆叫留下了，我的舅舅就不会啊再留我。
My grandmother asked me to stay overnight. I was very pleased. I did, at least I didn't have to walk home by evening.
第二天早晨我很早就起来，然后准备要走。
Next morning I woke up very early, ready to move again.
太阳出来以后。 我就给他们讲，我要回去，怕舅舅不放心。
After the daybreak, I suggest I should go home so my uncle would not worry about me.
他说现在你可以走了，好，我就跟。So
I was allowed to leave, and I almost ran.
走到我们住的地方啊，那就是我舅舅一个同事啊，一个职员，在那看我从远方来。
So upon arrival, a friend of my uncle saw me approaching the house.
我到了以后，他问你昨天晚上你在哪里啊？
So he asked me, where did I stay last night?
我说我昨天到表哥家里去了。
So I said, I visited my cousin.
啊，又在那边住。
I stayed overnight there.
他说你有没有听到枪响啊？
And he asked me, did you hear the gunshots?
我说没有啊。
And I said, no.
我说我在房子里，大概听不到啊。
And perhaps I was inside the house, I did not hear any gunshots.
哦，他说我们这里被土匪抢了。
And he said, well, we were actually victimized by the bandits last night.
啊，因为他一直说你运气很好。
And he continued to say that I was pretty fortunate and lucky.
啊，我说逃难饭也吃不饱，一天睡觉也睡不好，哪有什么运气？
So I said, well, we could hardly find any food or could get any sleep during the time of the war. What kind of luck are you talking about?
他说昨天我们这里被土匪抢了，啊，结果你没有在，你在你一定很害怕。
And he said, well, we were victimized by bandits last night. You would have been horrified if you were here.
啊，我说哪有这么巧的事，在这住一个月，土匪都不来，刚好我昨天晚上没在，土匪就来了。
So I thought that was quite a coincidence because for a month when I stayed there, nothing happened. And the night I was not there, and the incident took place.
啊，他说啊，就是这样，我才说你运气好啊。
And that was, he said, exactly that was why I said you are very fortunate.
我说真的吗？
And I couldn't believe it.
他说你看，我们那个警察啊，有一个手臂啊被他打伤了。
Look at the police. His left arm was shot.
啊，我一看，真的啊，手臂打伤了，没错。And
I verified that.
哦，那我是，啊，真的，啊，这是，我知道，那一定是主耶稣啊，安排我这个离开那个地方。And
I realized immediately that it must be our Lord Jesus Christ who inspired me to leave that place that day.
啊，不是主耶稣安排我出去的，没那么巧的事情啊。
No such coincidence could ever take place without God's will.
啊，所以在逃难的时候啊，随时随地都要都需要主耶稣照顾啊。So
during the following years, during the war, God cared for me every moment.
啊，现在就要讲快一点啊，现在讲啊，抗战胜利回到开封。So
let me, I have to speed up a little bit, so I'm going to skip some episodes. So the war concluded, China won victoriously, we returned to Kaifeng.
1945年的年底回到开封。
So in 1945, in the end of 1945, we returned to Kaifeng.
那一年的抗战胜利，九月以后算抗战胜利了。
And that was the year of the conclusion of the Sino-Japanese War of 8 years of resistance.
一回到开封，好，在外边都是住的，都没地方，有的啊。 在野地上躺，哎，那个房子就很漂亮啊，松林湖的房子很漂亮啊，住漂亮房子了。
For the previous 8 years, we had no place to even rest our heads, but all of a sudden we returned to the city, and all those houses were so impressive.
啊，我们也要回去上班。And
we also returned to work.
啊，一回去啊，哎呀，啊，这么好的房子，这么漂亮房子啊，感觉到啊。
And all of a sudden we felt that we were so fortunate to be able to return to houses like that.
啊，生活也好起来。And
our livelihood improved somehow.
哎，那个时候就把主耶稣忘记了，我也不知道啊。 要去到教会，因为跟啊什么都不懂啊。
Well, we forgot about our Lord Jesus Christ all of a sudden because our life has improved and we forgot to continue to go to church.
因为我只听五次道理啊，啊这个也没有洗礼，什么都没有。
And I only went to the church 5 times, as I said before, and I was not even baptized.
啊，结果看到神以后，回去呀，啊，那有些比较啊年纪大的要带我去啊逛啊什么，台风啊这个里边有很多的古迹啊名胜啊景观呐。
So at the end of the war, upon returning home, some elderly people or family members brought us to show us around the city.
啊。我们人都是想到大概有困难的时候才要祷告吧，啊，平安的时候也就越祷告。
I suppose it is human nature that in times of felicity we forget about God, only at times of adversity we're reminded of His existence.
啊，这平安一段日子过得很快啊，一转眼3年到了。
And because of the happy years we had, and time went really fast. In no time, actually, in 3 years, the communists came.
到了1948年
1948,
大概6月
的 and about June or July again,
共产党就把开封城包围了。
The communist Chinese besieged the city, 开封。
啊，攻打了一个星期，啊，结果城被他攻破了。
They continued to attack the city for about a week. They finally seized the city.
啊，我们这个年轻人就跑到一个那个房子里头，很多那个麦秸，就像稻草一样，我们躲在那里面。
And we hid ourselves in little storehouses for the hay.
啊，躲了一天呢，啊，这个到了晚上。
We stayed there for a day, for the whole day actually. We came out at night.
啊，那个有个共产党的干部就在我们那个房子门口在叫。
And we could hear the shouting of a cadre member of the Communist Party, CCP.
啊，因为啊，离我们房子大约200多公尺有一个省主席大楼。
About 200 yards from where we were, there stood a provincial government building.
啊，因为上面住的有军队啊，最好的武器、最忠心的啊军人在那保护省主席。
And on the top floors were some best soldiers with the most advanced weaponry to protect the lives of the governor.
啊，其他的国军都跑掉了，因为跑掉了，有的被他打死。
And the rest of the KMT soldiers all ran or killed.
啊，当然也有很多被他抓住了。
Of course, many were in captivity also.
啊，只有那个楼上的军队不要投降。
So only the army who were alone there on top of the provincial government building, they refused to give in.
那个干部一直叫，他说通知啊，交枪不打人啊，不然的话我们要用火烧。
So the communist soldiers shouted at the KMT soldiers, unless you surrender, we would put this building in fire.
啊，我就躲在草堆里，那个时候啊，又想起来要祷告了。
So I was hiding among the hay, so I thought of praying again.
啊，不过他讲我啊，他讲要烧掉，我想啊，那个都是钢骨水泥，还钢筋水泥啊，那么高，这么烧嘛。
So I actually laughed at them at heart. You know, that was a huge concrete building. How can you possibly burn it down?
过了一会儿，真的烧掉了，不晓得他用什么办法。
But I did not know how they did it, but the building was in flames a few moments afterwards.
我因为那个到晚上了，那个火光一闪一闪的，我们躲在那个草堆里都看得到。
And we could see very clearly from the pile of haze at night because the flames were so bright.
啊，我心想大概他要走掉了，啊，因为他打到我们底了。
So I thought probably the communist soldier would leave because they now have set the building in fire.
啊，我正想的时候，啊，没有想到他不要走，他而且对这个房子讲，他枪都对了我们啊。他说这个房子里有没有人呐、啊、
？And not only they did not leave, they put their guns toward us where we were hiding and asking, "Are there anyone in that house?"
啊，本来我就怕得不得了啊，啊，我们那个时候就停止呼吸啊，怕他听得到。
And we were so frightened, we had to stop breathing, actually.
啊， 没人敢讲有人了。
So no one was able to respond.
问上大概他讲讲就算了，走了吧。
They thought probably, you know, if they discovered no one was in the building, they would leave.
他还不要走啊，他说如果没有人，我要放火烧了。
And then they followed by saying, if the house is empty, I'm going to set fire to this building too.
我想这不得了啊，那个路都会烧的都可以烧掉，我们这个草站在那边一下就烧了。
So then I realized that could very realistically happen because they set a concrete building fire, they could easily set our little cottage of hay in fire.
你现在不讲的话，等会儿他一定会我一烧你一定要跑，跑的时候他一定会打。
So we thought we must come out before they set a building fire or they shoot us.
还不如现在讲比较好。
So we thought it was probably a better decision to just come out.
感谢主啊，我从来也有这经验了，也有这个信心我想主耶稣还会看顾我不至于让他打死了。
So thank God, I know I had been a refugee like that for a few years before, so I thought God would be on my side anyway.
我就讲了我说有人呐，我们都是小孩子。
So then I shouted, yes, there are people and we are all children.
他说出来。
We were told to come out.
我就从那个草堆里滚出来了。
So I came out from the pile of hay.
他那个墙头上刺到了，对了吧
？And the guns all had bayonets on it.
他说手举起来。
And I was told to put my hands before behind my head.
只有乖乖举起来。
So I had to do that.
感谢神呐，他没有用刺刀刺我。
And thank God, he did not really harm me.
他没讲话，他这个刺刀摆一摆。
So he simply, you know, swinged the bayonet before me.
我回忆了，我叫我走了，我赶快走了。
So I was told to leave.
那后面那几个青年也跟我一起走。
So a few young people also went with me.
我们过来一个地方有围墙，我们就跳围墙。
So we found a little fence afterwards, then we jumped over the fence.
因为围墙外边就是民房嘛。
Because beyond the fence, there were civilian buildings.
一跳过去，刚好踩到一个死人，那个刚死不久了，身体还没有动，一踩那个画就跌倒了，又爬到另外一个死人身上。
And as I was jumping over the fence, I landed myself on a carcass, and then I slipped and fell on another corpse.
爬起来赶快站住。
But I had to immediately stand up and go.
就敲人家民房。
Then I knocked the door of some homes.
还不错，他有容纳我们进去。
And luckily, the house owner allowed us in.
到了第二天呢，等了这个一段时间，那个街上都没有枪声了，我们就到巷子口探头看一看共产党会不会杀人。
Next morning, we did not hear any gunfires, therefore we went to the streets and to investigate if the communist soldiers were still there.
慢慢就有人经过了，我们就问他，共产党有没有杀人呐？我们可以走路吗
？So we asked the pedestrians on the street, have they seen any communist soldiers? Is it safe to walk on the street again?
他说大概不要紧了，我们没有遇到。
So we were told that should be safe.
我们几个人就都到自己的亲戚家里去。
So then we went back to our relatives' houses.
住到亲戚家里头，等了两个礼拜。
So we waited there for about 2 weeks.
共产党要打别的地方，他的军队就走掉了。
And because the coming soldiers were attacking another city, so the forces left.
我们的国军再来了，也收复了。
So the KMT soldiers came and recovered the city.
省政府就写了一个公告。
And then there was a public announcement posted by the provincial government.
河南省政府在短期间要满钱。
The announcement said that the government side will be moved southward after a little while.
要随时保持联络。
So we were advised to keep in contact.
那如果你们不愿意去来登记，发给你们两个月薪水，你们就回家。
And we were told that if we were unwilling to follow the government, we could be actually given some compensation and we are on our own.
要去要不去,很难决定。
It was a hard decision as to whether to go with the government or to stay behind.
因为我如果不去,我就要回到乡下我的故乡。
If I chose not to go, then I had to return to my hometown in the rural area.
回到家里,学习种田也没关系。 最怕的就是共产党已经到那个地方了。
It was not a problem for me to go back to the farmer's life, but what would be really scary would be, would be to find the communist soldiers there again.
所以我就不想回到乡下去。
So I decided not to go back to my hometown.
那就要跟行政部去了。
So that meant that I had to go with the government.
跟行政部到底好不好,那你过几个月又,共产党又到了,你又要回来了,还不一样。
But then, is that a good decision or not? There was no way to tell because the government could be moved back again a few months from there.
还不如现在那两个月薪水少走那么多路了。
So I thought maybe a good thing to do to receive some subsidy and I didn't have to walk such long distances.
所以这个决定很难,不知道应该怎么办。
It was a hard decision as to what I should do.
所以我想再去祷告吧。
It occurred to me that I should pray again.
我大概祷告了两三天,有一天下午,就在那个院子,我们中国大陆那个院子很大,叫做四合院。
After having prayed for about 2 days, I was in the middle of the courtyard. It's a huge courtyard with usually several families living in a compound.
也没有事,也不敢去到街上去,尽量避免有什么麻烦。 所以就在那院里头散散步，稍微活动一下吧。
There was no reason for me to go out of the house, so I stayed there and walked a little bit in the courtyard.
忽然抬头一看，那个天上满天都是红色的。
Now, all of a sudden, when I raised my head, I discovered the sky was turning red.
比这个颜色还红，就是血的颜色。
And so red, much red, you know, crimson red, like blood.
哦，很恐怖啊。
And that was quite a scene.
我心想这个一定是不好的兆头。
So I thought that was me a very bad omen.
将来一定会有杀人流血的事情发生。
And I thought some bloodshed would take place very shortly.
我心里就很怕。
I was frightened.
我心里就在摸着主耶稣啊，怎么办呢？
So I was praying to Lord Jesus Christ to guide me.
不晓得有没有地方可以逃嘞？
Is there any place that I can go?
如果有地方可以逃，求主耶稣帮助我，让我早点逃比较好啊。
And if there is a place that I can go, I pray to the Lord to guide me.
我一个人在那想，一边看一边想，一边心里摸着。
So I was observing the scene, praying at the same time.
在那看了大概有好几分钟啊。
Several minutes after.
忽然间发现。 东南方的天边是发亮的。
And I discovered that the sky in the southwest corner was bright and clear.
就是台湾那个方向。
And that was the direction of the island of Taiwan.
我就想那个地方应该是平安的。
So I thought that must be the right place to go.
这样我应该要逃。
I should probably leave my hometown there.
也就是要跟行政部南迁。
And in other words, I should probably go with the provincial government southward.
走一步算一步啊。
Wherever I find myself, that might be just the will of God.
所以我就决定跟行政部去。
So I decided that I should go where the government goes.
刚好我的舅舅也是决定要跟行政部去。
And that happens to be the same decision my uncle made too.
感谢主，后来主耶稣再用一梦来指示我。
And later, I had a dream, I'm sure it was from God, in which He provided additional guidance.
因为我们逃到那个湖北省的交界的地方。
We found ourselves in the border area of Hunan and Hubei.
我们比较这个要好的青年都要回来，说我们不能再逃了，再逃到别的省，就会饿死了。
So several young men, my friends, my peers thought that we should not live a life like this continuously. we have to do something.
我就跟着不对呀，我应该要向东南逃啊，这样再回去不行啊。
So I was already decided that I should go southeast.
感谢神，主耶稣在用异梦指示我说你可以继续逃，不会哭。
So I thank God that through the dream, God provided additional guidance that I must run continuously.
也就是说你的路是平安的。
So I received a hint that I would be in peace.
这一个异梦，这个异象，异梦都应验了。
So this vision I saw, the red sky and the dream both helped me.
我今天先讲到这里。
So I think I probably should pause here this afternoon.
真是主恩浩大。
Jesus paid it all. The love of God is vast.
愿一切荣耀归给主耶稣的圣名。
May all the praise and honor be unto our Lord.
下次再接着讲。
And I shall continue my testimony.
唱诗。